Everyone, welcome to the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue. It's March 26, 2007, and welcome to a beautiful Monday. And just a gorgeous drive in here, and I hope you guys got a chance to enjoy that.
Flowers are out.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. At this time, I'm going to open up a work session. This should be a short hearing on Senate Bill 653. Good morning. Would you do it? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 653 will permit tax-exempt entities to claim exemption for property held under sublease from a taxable owner. Done an impact analysis on this based on county data from three counties only, but I'd like to acknowledge that they do not monitor the dollar amounts from people that might be able to claim this exemption if the bill is passed. And so the data here is somewhat higher than the $250,000 that were reported by three counties where they did keep record of that. And it also is about half of what I would estimate. I have split this number across what will be presented tomorrow for Senate Bill 816, where the only difference is the nature of the owner, whether he's an exempt owner or a taxable owner.
Right.
Okay. Want a motion?
You're okay with the number?
I'm fine.
All right, yes, let's have a motion.
Okay, I would move Senate Bill 653 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe has moved Senate Bill 653 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? First, we'll call the roll.
She's not here.
She's excused.
Senator George.
Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Scott.
Aye.
Senator
Joe Edwards.
All right. Senate Bill 653 having received the necessary vote, so will be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Who would like to carry that? Senator Monroe?
You want me to? Okay. I can carry it.
Okay. Very good. Thanks. I will close the work session on Senate Bill 653, and I will open a work session on Senate Bill 697.
Mr. Chair, this bill requires the county assessor to reduce maximum assessed value of property when buildings are demolished or removed. However, it has an amendment, the -1 amendment, which changes line 31, page 2, by deleting the word shall and inserting the word may, which means that with the amendment, the bill would then require the county assessor to consider whether or not the maximum assessed value should be reduced. In some cases, it could actually be raised. And the dollar value on this is really based on a probability more so than any data, because no one's monitoring the dollar amounts. But I would say it's probably more likely that it would be a negative value, because if properties were in a state that warranted demolition, it would probably reduce value more often than it would increase it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
sir. Move the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 697.
Senator Starr has moved the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 697. Any discussion? Any objection?
My amendment.
So moved.
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 697 as amended to Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved Senate Bill 697 as amended with -1 amendments. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah. I did talk to Senator Morse about the -1 amendments, and he has no objection to them. And this is his bill, so it's ready to go.
Ready to go. Okay, clerk, call the roll.
Okay, Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Joe George.
Aye. Senate Bill 697 will be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Starr, would you carry that?
Sure. Okay. Or we could ask the
Senator. I was going to send it to Morse. Senator Morse.
Might want to carry it.
You think so, then? Okay.
Yeah, I think Frank would like to carry it.
That would be great. All right. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Very short hearing. Thank you guys for being here. And with that, tap of the gavel, we will be adjourned.
Boy, when the chair is away, the mice.